There are pals and then there are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
Your illness does not define you, your strength and courage does. Assalamu alaikum. 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Being diagnosed with cancer is a life-changing experience. It can be hard to handle the news at first, and even harder to know how to proceed. No matter your prognosis, initially, I was in complete denial. I could not accept this illness and hence, I became very ill. I hated chemotherapy so much that I wished I never had this illness. After the first three chemo treatments, I felt so weak and despondent that I thought to myself, I don't think I can survive this. I was in utter despair and desolation, day and night. I would cry to Almighty Allah. However, one day, I felt inspired to phone my cousin's sister-in-law, Shireen, who lives in England, who also had cancer. I spoke to her and alhamdulillah, she gave me such inspirational words that changed my mindset altogether. While everyone's journey is unique, knowing that others before you have been through something similar can give you the strength and inspiration you need to keep everything in perspective. Shireen said to me, please don't hate the chemotherapy. Instead, learn to embrace it and say to yourself that this chemo is killing all the bad cells and healing me. Pray to Allah that your good cells are preserved and remember, cancer does not kill. Rather, it is mind over matter. You have to say to yourself, I am going to survive this illness through the divine help of Allah. I went for my 4th, 5th, and 6th treatments with renewed determination. Every time I left house to go to hospital, I would make this dua. Oh Allah, let this chemo be good for me. Allow it to kill everything that is harmful to my body and protect that what is good. Every time I went, I used Surah Fatiha and made abundant of istighfar while doing chemo. Alhamdulillah, through the mercy of Allah, the last three chemo sessions were a breeze. When I came home, I could feel so good that I was able to play with my grandchildren and interact with family. Furthermore, Shireen told me that I should not allow much visitors and I should not go out unnecessary for shopping, etc. She said to me that I need to recover and my body needs time to heal. Really, that pearls of wisdom worked wonders for me. Before she put the phone down, she told me something that I can engrave in gold. Shireen said, "Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah." These were magical words that I will never forget, and alhamdulillah, today I am well and truly cured. I make shukr to Allah that I had an opportunity of speaking to this inspirational lady, as those few words pulled me through my entire journey of cancer and gave me hope through an extremely difficult period in my life. May Allah grant all those who are sick complete shifa. Ameen. Submitted by Ummi Adil.
No one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another. Charles Dickens.